David, a great battling performance today to get the 3 points.
Yeah, I think, like I say, it wasn't pretty football, but you know, when the confidence is low and the results haven't been going our way, I think as a team we all got together and you know we thought we have to go back to basics. We there's no divine right to win a game of football. You have to, first and foremost, every single person out there has to run their blood to water for the team, do that job, play the percentages, and you know, you work that hard, things go your way, and I think that's what we can. You know, we wouldn't say we played great football today. It wasn't that kind of spectacle, but every single person that was on that pitch put everything they had into it. You know, stayed in the right position, stayed disciplined, made the most of set pieces, and you know, I think we could have scored more in the end. And it was a really, really good result against a tough side.
It shows the benefit of a good start, though, doesn't it? Because Tomo made a couple of runs early on and then got the penalty, and suddenly the fans were behind everyone and it was all in it together, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough few weeks for everyone. You know, nobody wants to lose games of football. Nobody wants to be in the position we've ended up in. And yeah, the only way we're going to get out of it is everyone together. And you know, I think playing against a side that's second in the league, first and foremost, whatever happens, we said to ourselves, we have to make sure we outwork them. You know, we do all that, and then you know, hopefully the rest takes care of itself. And I think the bottom line, especially you know, in this league, is that's how you win your majority of games of football. You know, the football and the bits of good player, the icing on the cake that come when you've outworked a team, when you've frustrated a team. You know, and like you say today, two sendings off. That's pure frustration because you know we've allowed them to have some possession, but we've kept a great shape. They haven't been able to break us down. You know, Josh and Brownie and everyone at the back has won every header, and we've frustrated them into that. And then you know, you get the rewards for it. And you know, for us, it's a great result. You know, it's a lot of pat on the backs, but it's the first step, hopefully.
Yeah, it is. And as well, we looked really solid today. In the past, we've looked as if we're going to concede goals, but there was maybe just a spell when it was 2-1, when after Rhys Dyche had gone off injured there, but repelled them well and snuffed them out, really.
I think you know, everyone that's been involved in Darlington for the last 12 months or so knows that you know we've scored enough goals over that period to win a lot of games of football. It's been the other end that's been our problem, and that's you know, it's a full team ethic. That's not just the defence, you know, the keeper, etc. That's the team. We need to concede less goals, and that was the first and foremost to do today. And when you've got Shistaishi come in, he's hit the ground running with whatever five in three. You know you're going to have goals at the other end. So if we can work out how to stop there, but yeah, you're going to have spells, say, against a team like Harrogate, and when you go, you know, two goals in front, you're not going to keep pushing all the time. And you know, I, for one, along with a lot of the other lads, will happily say, you know, almost hit a brick wall after about 60, 70 minutes, and we're really struggling. And yeah, so you know, they sort of got on top of it there as we were trying to sort of get that bit of second wind. And then you know, we came through that period, and you aren't always going to be able to you're going to have to suffer some pressure at certain points, but we came through that. And you know, again, we scored the third, and that was the all important goal.
And hopefully now we'll build on that, get a few more wins under our belt.
Well, that's it. We've got a quick pat on the back, but you know, we have to go again because it's going to be extremely hard game next week. You know, they're up there for a reason, and especially at their ground on their pitch. You know, we're going to have to do it all again. It's not going to be a case of now we can turn up now and play a bit of fancy football and we're going to win five in a row, unless we collectively again as a unit work as hard as that every week, and have lads who are walking off the pitch hardly able to move at the end like I feel now. That's because that's how we're going to win games, and that's how we're going to get out of this situation, and that's the platform we need to set in order to go into the second half of the season.